Hello and welcome to the July Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm Dave Borchert, race director for the Kansas City Marathon, presented by Garmin. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Joining me now, my co-host, Courtney Moser, the amazing marketing manager. Courtney, how you doing?
I'm great, Dave. How are you?
Good. How's your running going? I know you've been kind of hit or miss. You're back at it, though?
I am back at it. I've been training so hard, not really, but we had some rain today, and it was still a good run, even though raining outside.
Perfect. Well, at least you didn't get caught in the torrential downpour, which is good. And I hope everybody else out there is having some good running this summer and training and dealing with the heat as best you can. I definitely have a great podcast coming up this month, including coming up next segment, one review of Corey Shear, the volunteer team captain with Team World Vision Kansas City. They're one of our nonprofit partners for this year, and Team World Vision, ambitious goals of 1,000 runners and $1 million raised for charity this year. So we'll talk about that with Corey next segment. And we'll also interview later in the podcast Eladio Valdez. He's the official training coach of the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. And he'll talk about our new course as well as the pace group, the smart pacers that he is in charge of, and also just talking about some training tips, how to get ready for the challenging parts and the hills of the Kansas City Marathon. All right, right now, Courtney, let's start with talking about new stuff. And actually, we have a lot of new things since the last time we spoke, including a new course that is, you can check it out online, kcmarathon.org. Essentially, it will be a similar to course to what you've seen in years past, but it will be in a reverse direction. And the benefits of that is that it will make the most challenging hills early in the race when the runners are fresh. And runners will also get to see a lot of the cool sights late in the race. So that includes things like the Nelson Atkins Museum, the Country Club Plaza, Westport, the World War I Memorial. And we'll also be able to have a really fast finish going downhill on Main, which we haven't had before. So a really fast downhill finish with a great view of the Kansas City skyline and Union Station right as you cross the finish line. So it should be a cool experience and probably a more memorable finish. And I'm just really excited. I know it's always going to be a little bit hilly in Kansas City. We can't get around it, but I like the idea of getting those hills out of the way early and making it just for a faster course overall.
I couldn't agree more. And even as you're running, you're hitting those later miles in the course, and for yourself to be able to push through and see part of Kansas City, see what's going on around you, and just have a beautiful visual while you're about to finish will really help me personally push through, and I hope you as well.
I know. You really like the half course, right?
I do. The half marathon actually looks really tempting to run, but I will be working that day, so I hope everyone out there gets to enjoy it for me. So lots to see, a good course. And not so hard on the body, which is always good.
Yeah, and I know we'll talk to Eladio, our official training coach, later in the podcast, but he's told me that this is the fastest half marathon and full marathon courses in the history of the Kansas City Marathon. So we're excited to, not to say it's going to be a simple course, there are still some hills involved, but it's going to be one of the fastest courses we've ever rolled out there, so we're excited about that. Also excited to announce in the last couple days that the Health and Fitness Expo, which is this year now presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, we are moving locations and we have a new concept. So we're moving to Kansas City's iconic Union Station in the beautiful Festival Plaza room there, right in the center of Union Station. We'll still have free parking, but participants will be able to check out a really cool space and also take in all the festivities involved with Union Station. So by moving there, we'll be able to have some fun things like food samples and beer samples and things like that. And we're also trying to eliminate some of the the less appealing vendors for runners. So we're not going to have what you might see at other expos, like the luxury bath salesman or the window guy. We're going to try to keep it all the health and wellness and running-related vendors. And I think that'll be a cool change. And I'm just excited about going to Union Station. I think if you're talking about the coolest venues in town, I think that's right at the top of the list. So I'm excited about the move. What do you think?
Totally excited. Whether you're from Kansas City, from out of town, coming to Kansas City, when you're running, when you're at the expo, you're going to see the main landmarks that everyone wants to see, and Union Station's definitely one of them.
Yeah, I think it'll be a new vibe for the pre-race expo, and hopefully that'll be a cool thing that the runners really enjoy as well. The other thing that we just announced is a brand new, first time for the Kansas City Marathon, a VIP space. So if you're looking to relax before the race in a stress-free environment, this could be for you. It'll be taking place at the Westin Kansas City at the Crown Center, right there by the start-finish line. And it opens at 5 a.m. and will stay open until 2 p.m. after the race. And the perks you get a private indoor space, so climate-controlled, if it's a chilly morning or raining or whatever, climate-controlled space to relax in before and after the race. It's a really big space with lots of room to stretch. You'll have VIP gear check, private restrooms, complimentary pre-race food and drinks. So you know, runner-friendly food. You'll have breads, bagels, bananas. You have sports drinks, coffee, water. There'll also be reserved parking right near the start-finish area and post-race massages also, so you don't have to wait in line for the normal massage area in the park. So the cost is $75. If you're interested, you can learn more on kcmarathon.org. But, you know, I've never actually done one of these VIP experiences myself, but the thing I like about it is you put in so much time and effort training for a race for 3 months or 4 months or 6 months or whatever it is. It's nice to know you don't have anything to stress out on race morning because you're already going to be nervous enough, you know?
Exactly. Race morning, you just want to make sure you have your food taken care of, you have a space to stretch, you have a space to keep your body warm before the gun goes off and the race starts, and this is the perfect opportunity to make sure you are good to go and you can complete what you want to and what your goal is for that day.
All right, another focus for us this year is trying to increase the spectator turnout on the course, and we're really excited to also announce this month that Westport has come on board as an official sponsor of the Kansas City Marathon, and it will be the primary cheer zone on our course this year. Not to say there won't be spectators elsewhere, because there certainly will, but we're really pushing people to go to Westport, and they are on board trying to make this a really memorable experience for the runners as they come through there during mile 11 in the half marathon and mile 24 of the full marathon. So when you're getting tired and fatigue may be setting in, you should be able to get a nice boost there in Westport. And they're also talking about closing down additional streets alongside the race route, having out people offering food and beer to the runners, having live music. And I'm hoping it'll be one of those things where the runners are coming up on Chasey Nichols and hopefully they can hear the atmosphere from the crowd before they get there. I think that would be really cool. And I think that could give the runners a big boost as they're coming through late in the race. And you know, we talk about how cool Union Station is. Westport's just a cool area as well. So I know they want to turn this into a big party zone, and I think that's something the runners would enjoy.
I totally agree. And speaking from experience, those last 2 miles to get to the finish line, that was the hardest for me. And having this right there for you as you're kind of going through with the cheering and everything kind of going on would push me over. And as a fan, just coming to watch people, I feel like that's where I'd want to be.
Yeah, and you know, we really are wanting the whole community to embrace this race. I think most people listening to the podcast here are runners, but you know, this race is open to walkers as well. We are always looking for volunteers, and we would love the public, if you hate running and you don't want anything to do with it, come out and cheer and, you know, make signs, drink Bloody Marys, drink mimosas, hand out bacon, do whatever you want to do to, you know, turn this into a party. And we're encouraging you to come out to Westport if you're looking for a fun place on race day. Another new thing that just rolled out is the 16-week training plan has been officially unveiled. You can get it for free online at kcmarathon.org. Once you're on the site, just click on race info and then click on training, and you can check that out. And Eladio, who we'll talk to later in the show, our official training coach, has put those together. We'll also have a 12-week training plan coming out here in a couple weeks. But this is really good. It kind of covers the gamut from first-timer, has never done a half or full marathon, just hoping to finish, all the way up to the fast people who are looking to PR or qualify for Boston. So it's a cool asset, and we encourage you to check that out. And nothing wrong with a free training plan, right?
No, nothing wrong with it all. And it actually makes everything and what your goals are, it makes life seem so much easier, and you're able to accomplish it. So I would go check that out and take a look and register for something here.
All right. The other thing that is definitely right in your area of expertise, Courtney, is as a marketing person, we have a new logo. It rolled out earlier this month. I know this is a podcast, so you can't really see the logo, but we have put it here on the link on 810WHB.com, so you can see it here on the website. But a new logo that just rolled out in early June, and you can check it out on digital billboards around Kansas City. And I'm really excited. Well, I'm excited that there's billboards because we haven't had those for a few years with the race, and I think the billboards look great, so look out for that. But just in general, I'm really excited about the new logo, so maybe you can talk a little bit about how that came about and just your thoughts from a marketing perspective.
Of course. So we worked closely with Garmin, who is our presenting sponsor here, and it's been an amazing experience seeing the logo for the Kansas City Marathon transform. And if you can't see it, I'll paint a little bit of a picture here for you. Just think Kansas City. So if you think kind of what's going on here? Well, one, I think barbecue. Two, I think of all the amazing features that you're going to see on this race that you're going to run here. No matter what distance, you'll see something really cool about the city. But one thing that always stands out to me that's different in Kansas City than any other city is our Nelson Atkins shuttlecock that's on the lawn. So that's a key piece of our logo for this year. And then we wanted to make it more fun too, as if a shuttlecock isn't already fun, and a marathon and half, 10K and 5K is not fun enough. We also made some more fun font to kind of go with it. So it looks really cool. Check it out on the website. Check it out on 810's website. And look at the billboards and let me know what you think.
Sounds good. Yeah, and I love how it turned out. It's definitely very different and unique. Like you said, it's got a fun vibe. And if you haven't seen it, feel free to check it out on our Facebook page or online at kcmarathon.org. We'll also have it involved in the metal neck ribbon this year. It'll be a part of a lot of the things you see with the new signage. So I hope you like the new Kansas City Marathon logo presented by Garmin as much as we do. All right, let's take a time out. When we come back, we'll have our first interview. We'll be talking to Corey Shear, who is the local Kansas City captain for one of our charity partners, Team World Vision. Again, they're hoping to get 1,000 runners at this year's race and raise $1 million for clean drinking water overseas. So a really cool mission for Team World Vision, and we'll talk to Corey Shear about that coming up next. You're listening to the July episode of the Kansas City Marathon Podcast here on 810WHB.com. All right, welcome back to the Kansas City Marathon July podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm Dave Borchert, race director for the Kansas City Marathon. Thanks so much for tuning in. And joining me now, my good friend Corey Shear from Team World Vision. Corey, how's it going, man?
It's going great today. Thanks, Dave.
Good. Thanks again for your time. And Corey is a volunteer team captain for Team World Vision here in Kansas City, one of our official charity partners for the 2017 Kansas City Marathon. And actually, you guys have been charity partners for a couple of years now. We're really excited and proud to continue working with you. For the runners out there who don't know, just give us a little bit of backstory of what Team World Vision does and how you got involved with the organization.
You bet. So Team World Vision is an organization. It's a program under the nonprofit organization World Vision. And World Vision is one of the largest non-governmental organizations in the world that provides food, water, shelter, education throughout the entire world in developing countries. And Team World Vision is a program of World Vision that specifically focuses on clean water efforts in sub-Saharan Africa. And so what Team World Vision does is they mobilize an incredible group of volunteers around the country and then connect with races in various cities like the Kansas City Half and Full Marathon. And these team members, we run and walk for clean water efforts, and we do half and full marathons. And this year will be our third year partnering with the Kansas City Half and Full Marathon.
And I know that last year you guys had about 500 runners and walkers, and you raised about $375,000 for charity. And it seems like this year you're even likely to surpass those numbers.
Yeah, this year our team, we just surpassed 800 team members on the roster yesterday. And our goal this year is to raise $1 million for clean water efforts in sub-Saharan Africa. And what that means is that we'll provide 20,000 individuals with lasting clean water, because for $50, a child or a family member in sub-Saharan Africa receives lasting clean water, which is pretty amazing because of the incredible economies of scale that World Vision is able to provide.
I know you mentioned this briefly a minute ago, but for someone who's never done a marathon or half marathon, even if it's a walker, what you guys do is really great for first timers.
Yeah, so we have kind of a tried and true couch to 5K, couch to half, or full marathon program where we get people moving. We get people in a group run. We have four different group runs around the Kansas City area, one up north at Pleasant Valley Baptist Church, which is actually the largest group run in all of Team World Vision. Every Saturday morning, we have around 250 people that join us at 7 a.m. We also have a group run in the Shawnee Mission area, and then we have a group run in the Blue Springs area, and then a new group run out east in Warrensburg. Actually, we have a group of partnering churches and community members that have started a group run there. And so this year, with 800 team members, and our team is continuing to grow, our hope is to raise, like I said before, around $1 million, and we are excited about seeing a lot of people who honestly have never run more than a 5K do a half or a full marathon for the first time in Kansas City.
Talk to me about the emotional connection you have with this cause. And I know you've been able to go overseas and actually see firsthand the impact that Team World Vision makes. What can people expect to get back, I guess, and what they're doing to help with the clean drinking water?
You know, it really is. So water is life in developing countries. And my wife and I actually just recently went over to Africa with World Vision. And we specifically went to the Simbi region in Rwanda. And we were able to be there for the opening of a pipeline that serviced around 4,000 people. And the pipeline itself cost $130,000 U.S. And so for 4,000 people, that actually provided lasting clean water for less than $50 per person. But to actually see this work being done and to spend time, we have two sponsored children there in Rwanda, and to see how their lives have been changed where they no longer have to walk crazy distances up to 6 kilometers every day to access water that we would never consider drinkable here in the United States. But now to see what World Vision is doing to provide lasting clean water throughout communities in places like Rwanda, it was amazing and very inspiring. And now to bring that story back to help other people catch the vision of why clean water is so important is incredibly fulfilling.
Another great thing for Team World Vision participants here with the Kansas City Marathon, you get the race entry at a discounted price, which is cool. You get to go back to one of the early price points. So I think that's a good benefit as well. For people who want to get involved, what do they need to do?
Yeah, so if you go to teamworldvision.org/Kansas City, you can join one of our, we have about 22 different teams, smaller teams in the Kansas City area. Each person has a goal to raise $1,300 throughout the summer and the fall for Team World Vision. And we have team members who have raised far more than that already this year. In fact, we have a couple of team members that have already raised more than $3,000 each. And so with the power of that many people doing fundraising within their own family and their own network of friends and coworkers, we're confident that we're going to be able to reach our $1 million goal this year.
That's awesome. Let's get off topic just a little bit, although I know this does tie in somewhat to Team World Vision as well. You recently had a chance to take part in the Comrades Marathon, which I hadn't heard about until about 6 months ago, and now it's something that's on my bucket list. 54 miles, right?
54 miles, yeah. 87 yeah. kilometers this year, and it's in South Africa. And I was one of about 22 different team members that ran with World Vision, and the race itself took place in early June of this year. So it was just a few weeks ago, and the race itself it's really a national treasure for South Africa. It's a very significant event. There were about 17,000 people that started the race this year, and this year it was the Uprun, so every year they alternate. It's a point-to-point ultramarathon that goes, this year it went from Durban, which is on the southeast coast of South Africa, inland to a smaller town called Pietermaritzburg. And the race itself, it's about 6,500 or so feet of elevation gain, and then there's about 3,000 feet of elevation drop. So it's an extremely hilly race through a region that they call the Land of 1,000 Hills. And it felt more like a million hills. But one of the most significant parts about Comrades is that it's got a 12-hour very firm cutoff. So at 12 hours and 1 second, if you cross the finish line, you're not listed as a runner during the race. You are not listed on the roster, and there'll be a DNF next to your name. This year there were 4,000 DNFs out of the 17,000.
Yeah, that would be tough, running 54 miles and then not being counted as a finisher. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it was gut-wrenching to watch. I was able to finish in a little under 11 hours, and it was gut-wrenching to watch that last 45 minutes or so, people coming in, and then at 12 hours, there were still people streaming into the stadium trying to finish, but they were just not able to make it. And so it was a legendary race. South Africa is a beautiful country, and I would highly, highly recommend, if you're interested in putting yourself through hours of suffering in the name of running, I would definitely check out Comrades. It's quite a race.
So last question then. Tell me about this experience, because I read an article in Runner's World, and they compared Comrades to some sort of combination of like the Boston Marathon and the Tour de France and Disney World. They said it was just like the greatest running-related experience you could ever have. Do you feel like that's what that was?
You know, I was fortunate enough to run Boston earlier this spring, and Boston was... You know, Boston's really the mecca of running, really in the world, and for marathon runners. And Comrades had a similar feel as far as the energy of the race itself. I think what makes Comrades so special is, as the name of the race implies, Comrades, the goal is for everyone to cross the finish line. And it's even looked down upon a little bit if you cross the finish line alone. And so the goal is to pick up your brother or your sister, your comrade along the way, even if they're laying down or if they're asking you to pick them up, that you would stop and that you would help them. And so that is the spirit of the Comrades. And their tagline this year was called Zinakeli, which translated means it takes all of you. And I can absolutely attest to the fact that running 54 miles through South Africa took every ounce and then some for me to get through it. It was quite a challenge. Boston was so special, but the marathon distance, obviously the marathon distance was about 18 miles short of what the Comrades Marathon experience was. So it was awesome, incredible. It's been really an incredible 8 weeks.
Hey, Corey, thanks a lot for your time, and thanks for the continued partnership. We love working with Team World Vision.
Thanks so much. And again, if you're interested in joining our team, teamworldvision.org/Kansas City, and we'll look forward to seeing you out on the race course in October.
That sounds good. Thanks again, Corey. Corey Shear, volunteer team captain for Team World Vision here in Kansas City. All right, welcome back to the Kansas City Marathon July podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm Dave Borchert. Thanks so much for tuning in. And joining us now, Eladio Valdez, the official training coach of the Kansas City Marathon. Eladio, how are you doing today?
Very good.
Thanks for your time, my friend. And lots of stuff to be excited about with the Kansas City Marathon this year. We have Garmin as a new title sponsor. We have a great charity component. We heard from Corey Shear from Team World Vision last segment. We have a new 10K distance option. We have the Expo moving to Union Station, which is exciting. But I think I'm just about the most excited about the new course, which you helped us design. And for those who haven't heard, it's similar to the old course, but we're kind of running things in reverse. And I think a lot of runners will be excited. We can talk about some of the benefits here over the next few minutes. But I guess just give us your thoughts on the new course for 2017 for the Kansas City Marathon.
I'm really excited too, Dave. I think what we've done is we've taken a really good traditional course and we've made it better. And some of the things that stand out to me is the runners doing the half or the marathon, they're going to have several miles of either gradual up followed by a nice gradual down. And Kansas City's got hills. So what we've done is we've taken the nicest version of Kansas City's hills and combined that with the best sights to see in the city. I personally believe this will be the fastest half marathon and marathon course Kansas City's ever had in its entire history.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And like you said, it's a hilly city, so there's going to be hills either way, especially if you want to see the cool sights, which we get to do. But one of the things I'm really excited about, you said it's the fastest course you've seen. The thing I like as a runner is I look at the course, and it seems like the second half of the course, when fatigue might be setting in for the full and the half, I think that's where it's significantly easier. If you're running the full or the half, really late in the race, you're going to see the Nelson Atkins, you're going to see the Country Club Plaza, you're going to go through Westport, which is a huge spectator zone this year. You're going to get to go past the Uptown Theater. You're going to get to go past the World War One Memorial. It's that great view of downtown coming to the finish. So I'm hoping it'll lead to a real memorable finish, getting to see all these things late in the race, and also more spectators too. Eladio Valdez joining us here from the Runner's Edge, the official training coach of the Kansas City Marathon. Why don't you give us a little bit of advice for our participants as far as how to train for this course? Because it is hilly, and if people want to see your official training plans, they can find those online at no charge, kcmarathon.org. Click on Race Info, and then click on Training, and you can check out Eladio's plans for free. But when people are getting ready for Kansas City, I think people who live here are probably used to running hills in their normal life. But if we have people coming in from out of town or people that really want to PR and crush this course, how often should you do hills, and what should be the strategy on race day going up hills and going down hills?
Training, save your legs. Push the ups, take it easy on the downs. In the race, take it easy on the ups, and then take advantage of the downs, make up the time you gave on the ups. And you might have a little bit more sore quads after the race, but you'll be pretty happy with the time you ran during the race.
That's interesting. So what's the theory behind that? Because I would think if you're pushing the uphills in your training, but you're kind of taking it a little bit easier during the race, that would probably make the uphills seem pretty easy during the race, right?
That's exactly what we're after. We're trying to conserve as much energy throughout the race as possible. And so we're really looking at the even effort strategy where you notice your breathing as you approach the hill, and you're just going to keep the breathing around that effort as you climb the hill, which means you're going to have to slow down probably more than you want. But you won't need to recover from the hill when you get to the top, and so you can take way more advantage of the downhill. And I can promise you, if you try to keep the same breathing on the downhill that you dealt with on the uphill, you won't. You can go as fast as you want, but with gravity being your best friend, it's a fun thing to take advantage of. It's just simple physics. Even effort on the hills means easy on the ups, kick butt on the downs.
All right. Again, check out the free training plans online, kcmarathon.org. Click on race info and then click on training. Hey, thanks for your time. And seriously, thanks for all your help getting the course together for this year. I'm excited about it.
Hey, pleasure helping out. This is exciting for me, too.
All right. Eladio Valdez, official training coach of the KMC Marathon, joining us here on our July podcast. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, Courtney Moser rejoins me. We'll wrap things up and look ahead to August. You're listening to the Kansas City Marathon July podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back to the Kansas City Marathon July podcast here on 810WHB.com. Wrapping things up, Dave here with Courtney, and lots of stuff as well coming up in the next podcast as we look ahead to August. We'll take a look and talk about our new 2017 medal design that's going to be revealed here in the coming days. Also, the participant shirt design will be done as well soon, so we can talk about that next month also. And we'll also get into the opportunities to get involved if you're not a runner, and I know most of you listeners probably are, but if you have friends and family who would like to get involved with the race, we'll talk about your options for volunteering and spectating, so we'd like as many people as possible in Kansas City to be a part of the 2017 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. I also wanted to remind everyone about our community group runs coming up in July. We'd love to have you join, you know, one or more of these. Coming up on Sunday, July 9th, we'll continue our monthly group run series with Run 816, who's an official partner of the Kansas City Marathon this year. Sunday, July 9th at 7 a.m., and as they've been doing every month, they'll be previewing a different section of the Kansas City Marathon course. On Tuesday, July 11th, we'll be up at Endurance House in the Northland at 6 p.m. They have all sorts of fun things planned for that, including some beer vans going to be there, and they have some cool giveaway items as well. Saturday, July 15th, we'll also be up in Liberty with Team World Vision. We heard from Corey Shear earlier in the show, but it's their second monthly group run. Their first one in June, they had 250 runners show up, so that should be a pretty fun event as well. And if you get involved with Team World Vision, we'd love to see you at that group run Saturday, July 15th at 7 a.m. Monday, July 24th, we'll be doing our first run with Seasons 52, our official post-race food provider. That'll be at 6 p.m. We'll start and finish at Lululemon on the plaza, and then afterwards all the runners can walk over to Seasons 52 for special happy hour pricing on food and drinks, which is a good thing. So again, that's 6 p.m. on Monday, July 24th at Lululemon. And then Wednesday, July 26th, we'll be out in my home turf, Lee Summit, Missouri, at the KC Running Company and their big Wednesday night group run at 6 p.m. And again, all these runs will have fun things like giveaways, raffle items, so you have a chance to win a great Garmin device or a free entry into the Kansas City Marathon. And we'll also be giving away free 2017 Kansas City Marathon drink koozies at all the runs, so if nothing else, you'll get one of those, but a chance to win some other great prizes as well. So come on out and check out those group runs in July. Also, if you want more info on the group runs or anything else going on with the Kansas City Marathon, follow us on social. And Courtney, what's the best way to do that?
Best way to follow us is check out all the different channels. So Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything above and under the sun at KC Marathon. That is our handle.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Courtney. Good talking to you. And that was a fun episode. That'll do it for the July podcast. We'll be back with you around the 1st of August to talk more 2017 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. I'm Dave Borchard saying so long. Have a great running month in July, and we'll talk to you soon. You've been listening to the July 2017 Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. 1,000 things a day, then sleep somewhere else at night. Going back to Kansas City. And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song? And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing? Kansas.